Okay, today's shiur is the Isser of Reis Samaches 268, the Isser of a Kohen being with a Grusha. This is the third of the series of the Isser of Zona, the Isser of Chalala, and the Isser of Grusha, the three women that are off limits to a Kohen. Says the Torah in this pasuk that we've been reading, Isha Zona v'chalala lo yikachu, v'isha Grusha me'isha lo yikachu. In the same phrase is put Zona and Chalala. Maybe there's a connection between the two. But then, V'isha Grusha Me'isha Lo Yikachu. A woman who is divorced from her husband, Lo Yikachu Ki Kadosh Hu Le'lokav. Again, a higher standard for a Kohen as compared to any other Yisrael. Says the Chinuch, Shelo Yisa Kohen Bein Gadol Bein Hedyot Grusha. A Kohen, whether he's a Kohen Hedyot or a Kohen Gadol, of course, is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Shnei Amar V'isha Grusha Me'isha Lo Yikachu. A woman who is divorced from her husband, Lo Yikachu. The Ksav HaKabbalah picks up on the word Grusha, which, by the way, the first time Grusha appears in the Torah is when Adam and Chava are sent out of Gan Eden. It's the first time Grusha appears in the Torah. But the Ksav HaKabbalah notes that there was an opinion in his time, it seems, that a Kohen is only allowed, only usher to marry a Grusha who is divorced against her will. Grusha means pushed aside. But if she, Beretzona, gets divorced, that's not usher for a Kohen. That's not called Gerushin. And the Ksav HaKabbalah says there's no basis for that in Chazal. There's no basis for that in Halacha. Ki matzinu lashon Gerushin, af bedavar shu l'retzono shel adam. We find the language of Gerushin even in the context of something that somebody does willingly. Kamo kale gareshi gareshi eschemizeh, ki garshu mi Mitzrayim. Twice the Torah uses the term gereshin about our leaving Mitzrayim. And obviously, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, v'tseis b'nei yisom mi Mitzrayim l'cheirus milset l'chaviv l'hu have. Right, it's something that is very chaviv to us to have left. V'sad the Migrash HaRayim, he quotes other examples. So therefore, he says, O'rarti alzeh, I mention this because l'fisha ra'isi l'echad she'ta'aba zeh toz gedola. I saw somebody made a tremendous mistake about this, again, in the middle, beginning and middle 1800s, somebody must have thought otherwise, so he is making sure that we don't think otherwise. That is the Issa Daraisa of Gerusha. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Machkasafti Bisser Zona Kodem. The Sharish behind this mitzvah is similar to what I wrote earlier, that a Kohen has a higher standard, and these three women are appropriate and fine for Yisrael, but they are not appropriate for a Kohen. The Azayim LaTorah here of Saratskin discusses what's the difference between Almana and Gerusha. After all, an Alman is mutaris l'kohen hedyon, only usher to a Kohen Gadol. What's the difference in Alman and Grusha? So V'yesh Lomar Bezeh based on him, he quotes two ideas. He says, number one, maybe Api Divrei HaRashbam. The Rashbam says in Psachim Kuf Yud Beis, that Shebishas Tashmish Das HaGrusha L'Bala HaRishon, Rachmano Litzlan. We know, actually, let's start with a positive. When a husband and wife are together in private, they're supposed to be focused only on each other. We know many halachas, all the halachas that are mentioned regarding the maisei bia between a husband and a wife are all to help foster the proper relation, the proper atmosphere for the maisa. And Rachmana Litzlan, if one is thinking about other things, especially another person during that time. And Al Pi Kabbalah, there could be terrible effects on the children if one is thinking about a different person, Bishas Tashmish. So that's what the Rashbam says. And when one just went through a Gerushin, says the Rashbam, it's probable and it's possible at least that one might be thinking about the previous spouse. V'yubanim krovim l'mamzerim is the language. So it's not actually mamzeris, obviously not, but it's karov. Mashenki ben almana. An almana, this wouldn't apply to, why? Because gzeir alamation ishtakech ben alev. As we know, the Gemara says in Brachas that a mace is slowly, slowly forgotten from our hearts. And that's why we have a yard sign. And that's why we remember things with, you know, within, but ultimately after Yud Beis Chodesh, the Gemara says, not. So by an almana, it won't be so much on the person's mind. Masha'enkin, by a grusha, it would. The avamishu mutaris li Yisrael, and even though to a Yisrael, we're not worried about this on a halachic level, aval kohanim shiny, kohanim are different. Va'alehem lehishtadel, shiehelohem zera kodesh, peloshum shemetz psol. And they really have to try to be Zera Kodesh, create Zera Kodesh. Yisrael isn't on such a they're on a level. They have to marry somebody who's Muteres Bakal, but they don't have to have the level of Zera Kodesh, which the Kohanim are mandated to have. Okay, that's one idea. He has another idea, which we won't read now, but that is the Aznayim LaTorah, the difference between an Almana and a Grusha. Okay, Let's do some of the halachas. Midini ha-mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Masha amru zacharnam levracha. She grusha hi nikreis afilu min ha-erisin. Grusha means even mishas erisin. If only kiddushin took place and there was no nisuin, still there's an issur daraisa for a kohen. Ein sarach lomer min ha-nisuin, and surely min ha-nisuin the issur applies. Aval ha-mimma enes. But a mimma enes, as we know, midaoraisa, a woman can get married in one of two ways. Either she could accept kedushin on her behalf, or if she's a ketana, the Torah allows kedusha ketana in certain contexts. Her father can accept kedushin on her behalf. Both of those are kedushin deoraisa. On a derabbanan level, the Mishnayos tell us in Maseches Yevamos that, let's say she doesn't have a father. Let's say her father died. So is there any way for this woman to get married? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that her mother and brothers could accept kedushin on her behalf, and she can be married. Mi derabbanan. But what if she wants to leave that marriage? She could walk out. She could just do miyun. She could do refusal and walk out. There's a shtar miyun, right? Bezdin has to be involved, maybe. But amim enes, is that like a gerushin? So says the chinuch. Afilu gerusha beget vechziru miyanam bo. How is it mutaris lakoin? If the last thing this woman did was miyun, so then that is a dissolving of the marriage and not a breaking of the marriage. And miyun is not asura lakoin. Amim enes is not asura lakoin. Big discussion, not for now, whether Gerushin needs a Bezdin. There's a diuk in Rashi in the beginning of Sanhedrin. We'll see if at the end we have time for that. But this is Mimma Enes. Mi'un is patterned after Get, but only on a drabbanan level, and it does not create the Isser Likohen. That's by Mimma Enes. What else is included? Vachalutza. What about a Chalutza? These are all areas where a relationship is broken. Gerushin on a daraisa level. That's the isser. Miyun on a drabana level. That's not usser. What about, it's not even usser on a drabana level. Chalutza, that's in the middle. Klomar, isha sheyatza mitachas yad yavam, b'chalitza asura lekoen mi drabanan. Chalutza, the concept of chalutza is daraisa. But the isser of chalutza lekoen is drabanan. Mibnei shenatznu ba din, la din gerusha. Chazal gave her the din of a grusha. Midrabanan, and therefore she is asura lekohen. The kohen shekanas safek grusha ozona v'chalalo motzia baget. Let's say a kohen is married. If a kohen is married to a grusha, he has to get divorced. If a kohen is married to a safek grusha, he also has to get divorced. Why? Safek daraisa lechumra. Let's say he finds out that this woman previously might have been divorced and might have been an amana, or whatever the case may be. So he has to get divorced. That's by a Savik Daraisa. Aval, Kane Savik Chalutza Ein Motzia. But Savik Chalutza, he's not. That's a Savik Drabanan. And therefore, Lekulash, Logazar Chachamim, Ela Al Chalutza Vadois. A Chalutza Vadois is Asura Lekoin Midrabanan, but not a Savik Chalutza. That's the general din of Savik Drabanan. Le kula. 2 points. Number one, the Rav in the new Sefer that came out this year, the Rishi Mashiurim on Yevamos, discusses why is it that a Safek Chalutza Lekohen is Mutter. That is fine. That's an Issur Safek Darabana Lekula, and we would matter it. But a Safek, let's say somebody has a Safek Achos Zukukaso. Achos Zukukaso is the, let's say a Zukuka is a woman who is connected to a man, and she has to do Yibim or Chalitza. So let's say there is somebody who is a sister of that woman. Achos Zukukaso. Said the halacha is, that's asr midrabanan. Just like achos ishto is asr daraisa, the Gemara says achos zukukaso is asr drabanan. But the Gemara says, safik o achos zukukaso is also asr drabanan. Ask the Rav on Daf Chav Dalet in Yevamos there in Rosh Hashanah, what's the difference between these two drabanans? Our mitzvah of marrying a safik chalutza is mutter, it's mutter because it's safik drabanan lakula, but by safik achos zukukaso, it's going to be asr. So the Rav says, a topic that many Achronim discuss, and that is, whenever you have a pure Drabanan, you obviously say Savi Drabanan Lekula. But sometimes you have Drabanans that are outgrowths of Daoraisas. And really, it's one larger idea. It's a Drabanan part of a larger Daoraisa concept. So then it's not always clear that you're going to use the kulas of Safi Drabana Lakula in those cases. He talks about it as follows. He says, Hina Yadua, Hadiyun Sheba Poskin, Besavi Daraisa, Shinis Galgel with Safi Drabana, Haim Chalbo Din Safi Drabana Lakula Olo. It's known, Yadua, not for now, when you have a Safi Daraisa that becomes a Safi Drabana. whether you say Savi Rabban Al-Kula there, or you go by the root issue, which is Da'oraisa, and therefore you would be Machmir. He says, this is possibly the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Which Machlokas? The case in Hilchas Mila. The Rav quotes, if an androgynous, is one of those, you know, personalities that come up in the end of Maseches Bikurim and elsewhere, the Minchas Chinuch loves androgynous. Androgynous, someone who has both male and female characteristics, physically. So let's say, do you give a time for him, androgynous is born, it's day 8, you give an androgynous a bris milah? The answer is yes. You have to give him a bris milah. Maybe he's a man. Says the Rambam, androgynous ein mevarchin al milaso, mipnei shehu eino zachar vadai. You don't make a bracha on that bris, it's because you have to do the bris, you don't make a bracha on the bris. Says the Ravid, im androgynous safek mevarech alav, mebreishu safek da'oraisa, v'yal safek da'oraisa mevarechin. Says the Ravid, you make a bracha on a milas androgynous. What's the machlokas about? So says the Rav, what's the Ravid talking about? Brachas are all drabanan. So what's the issue? How can the Ravid say, in this case of safek, you make a bracha? The Rambam makes a lot of more sense. You do the Mila, because that's a Savi Daraisa, but you don't make the Bracha. Savi Darabana Lakula. What must the Ravid hold? Because since the Iker issue is a Daraisa issue, the Mila is a Savi Daraisa, so you throw in the Bracha as well, and the Bracha is part of the larger Daraisa concept. That must be the Svara for the Ravid. The Ravid, Shekhesha Machmirim, but Savi Daraisa, but Mila's Androgynous, Machmir Mafbidin Savi Darabanan, Shetaluibo, Umevarchen Af Birchasim. And the Rav says, if you look all over the Rambam always says, whenever you have a suffix, if you did the mitzvah daraisa, you always do the mitzvah just in case, but you don't make the bracha. By shofar, by lulav, by everywhere there's a suffix daraisa, you do the mitzvah again, but you don't make the bracha. There's one exception to the rule, though, where the Rambam seems to hold like the Ravid, and that is suffix kara kriyashma, suffix lo kara kriyashma. Let's say somebody doesn't know. Right? It comes up. Let's say somebody daven kriyashma. They said kriyashma. But they don't know if they said it bisman. So do you have to say kriyashma again? They say you don't know. Says the Rambam, you have to say kriyashma again. That's a savi daraisa. The Rambam says you have to say it again with its brachos. Even though the Rambam says by all of the mitzvahs you don't say it with its brachos, the Rambam says here, you say it with its brachos. Savi kara kriyashma, savi glo kara, chozer v'kore umavorech lafaneo lachareha. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. What do you miss against all the other Rambams? Why do you repeat it? Says the Ketzav Mishnah, according to Shuvas HaRashba, right there in Hilchos Kriyashma, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, De Meikara Kach Hoysa Takana, De Koshu Chayav Likros, Kori Lechachil in Berchoseha. This was the Iker Din. You have to read it in Berchoseha. Says the Rav, what does that mean? What does it mean? The Brachas of the Rabbanon. Even the Kriyashma Brachas of the Rabbanon. So what does the Rashba mean? Says the Rav, the Rashba must mean what the Ravid means in Hilchos Mila. By Kriyashma specifically, even though by other mitzvos, you have the mitzvah and you have the bracha, it's separate. But, and the Rambam usually says that, but by Kriyashma, there's a special din of Kriyashma im Birchoseha. That's a special, unique, integrated din. Yes, part of it's Daraisa, part of it's Drabanan. But once I have to do the Daraisa, I also do the Drabanan as well. That's the Shita of the Rambam by Kriyashma. Mashenkim, Mrs. Kriyashma, and Berchoseha, Hamahave mi Drabanan, Kiya Mitzvah Achas. V'lachem Pasaka Rambam, that you have to repeat the brachos, if you have to repeat Kriyashma. And one other, and then I'll get back to our case. He says, this is also the Shita of Achronim. What if somebody forgot if they benched or not? So there, that's a Savi Daraisa. You have to bench again. Do you even have to say the fourth bracha? Fourth bracha is drabanan. So it could very well be that you say the fourth bracha because that is one chalos. Chazal enacted that drabanan as part of the daraisa. So we see the issue is sometimes you have drabanans that are separate from daraisas and sometimes you have drabanans that are part and parcel of daraisas. So says the Rav, that's the secret here. Why we mako by a safik chalutza, Kohen's allowed to marry, while safik acho zukukaso, it's not. He's not allowed to, even though they're both sveka drabanans. The answer is, safik acho zukukaso starts at the moment that the iser of, the moment of nefila libum. At that moment, everything is chal. There are isur. There's an isur la alma. The woman can't get remarried until she does even merchalitza. Everything's chal at that moment. So even the drabanan elements that are chal at that moment have a d'oraisa aspect to it. Va'abir shehaoser shel achos chalutzah zibid rabbanan harayuch etzem nefilas hayavama lezikas yibim midaraisa haoseres achos zukukaso v'lochei machri and it's a sveikan ke'echad. But by iser chalutzah l'kohen, The woman did chalitza. That's separate from any. There's a ma'isa chalitza done. The iser of chalutza l'kohen has nothing to do with the nefila l'yibam originally. It's a separate din. And therefore, this is a pure din d'rabanan, and we would be mako by its suffix. Suffix d'rabanan l'kula. Okay, that's the Rav in the Rishima Shiurim about this halacha that the Chinuch just quoted of suffix chalutza we are mako by. Even though by a suffix grusha, we would not be mako by, we'd make the kohen get divorced. The Minchas Chinuch Nos Aleph talks about and is bothered by why the Chinuch does not mention another important halacha. And that is what's called Reach HaGet. Reach HaGet. It smells like a get. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us that if a man gives a get to his wife and he only gave half a get, meaning he says in the get, you are divorced from me, but he does not say in the get that you're mutter to marry everybody else, so in that case, it's not a get. But it's enough of a get that this woman, let's say the husband then drops dead, right after he does this, the woman's called a grusha, she can't marry a kohen. That's called Reach HaGet. That's learned out from this pasuk. Isha grusha me isha. Even if the woman is only divorced from her husband, but is not muteris to anybody else yet, that's enough to be lo yikachu, to be asur for the kohen. So he, the Minchas Chinuch, wonders why the Chinuch does not quote this halacha of Reach HaGet. It's muskan lakol, and he also is bothered how the Rambam could seemingly say it is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Gemara learns it out from Sukkim and Pashtus, this is an Isser D'Araisa. So he's bothered by that, but that is the halacha that one should be aware of, the halacha of Reach HaGet. Let's continue though now. Says the Chinuch where we are up to. V'noheges, let's get to the next paragraph. V'noheges b'kohanim. Let's just go straight. If a woman is not ru'uya to have chalitza done to her, the halacha is she doesn't have a zika. Let's say she's one of those women in the first mishnah in Yevamos. She has no zika. And chalitza is done to her anyway, meaning a meaningless chalitza. There's no problem. No problem, you have a meaningless chalitza. Yotza le kol shi chalitza in choshen lo so kol. If there's a kol that she's a chalitza, again, we're not worried because it's all a din d'rabbanan. No, a kol of a din d'rabbanan is not significant. Next, v'noheges b'kohanim b'chol machom v'chol zman. This mitzvah applies to kohanim always, even b'zman hazeh. Rachmana litzlanya, we hear about cases of kohanim married to grushas. We hear about cases of a kohen going out, and he finds out later when he really wants to marry that she's a grusha. And sometimes the kohen can't hold himself back; he gets married anyway. Rachmana litzlan, isur daraisa, living in sin. But this halacha is chayv kayam. You know, sometimes Rabbanim try to get out of it and try to passel up the original marriage that the woman was in, and in that way, she wasn't a grusha, she was never married. Very, very difficult to suggest those kind of ideas in this context, because sometimes in those cases, it might end up being turned into zona instead of grusha, still aser, either way, but this halach is chayv kayam b'zman hazeh. The over 11 aser grusha uba'al chayim malchus. And if a kohen violates this and marries a grusha, he's chayim malchus. Avo kol zman shelo ba'al enum is chayim malchus. If there's only kiddushin, there's no malchus. We said before, maybe there's a lav, but no malchus. The afilu kohen gadol shechayev shnei lavin mishum lo yikach mishum lo yichalel kol shnifto lamata. As we'll see, the kohen gadol marries a grusha, he might be violating a couple of others at once. Kohen gadol has to marry a besula, he can't marry a beula and an almana and a grusha. All of these might be usher together for the kohen gadol, but at least for the kohen hedyot, it is just usher mishum grusha. There are a number of important halakha l'maisa questions that are brought up. Rav Moshe has an issue in Chelek Aleph, Simen, Chelek Beis, I'm sorry, Arachayim Chelek Beis, Simen Lam and Gimel. Bekoen shenasa grusha im ola l'torah. Which aliyah does a Kohen who's nasa grusha? So our minhag ha'ola on the Shulchan Aruch says is even to give avaryanim, we give them aliyahs. If somebody's in avaryanim, he can get an aliyah. But what if a Kohen's married to a if somebody's intermarried, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, maybe he shouldn't get an aliyah. Give him psicha. Give him psicha, Rav Moshe says. But what about this case? If a kohen is married to a grusha, so says Rav Moshe, he is undermining and being kofar in his kedushas kahuna. So you could give him an aliyah, but you can't give him kohen while he's married. You can't give him kohen. You can give him an aliyah, but you cannot give him kohen because he is being kofar, even though he's not a chalal, as we discussed yesterday. But he's violating his kedushas kahuna, and therefore we don't have a mitzvah to treat him like a kohen. The mitzvah of v'kidashto, which actually is the next mitzvah of Hashem for next week, does not apply to him. That's Rav Moshe in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Gimel. Tzitzis Eliezer has a tshuva as well. Again, there are many, many Lamaisa cases discussed. Tzitzis Eliezer has a tshuva in Chelek Dalasim and Yutes, where he talks about a case, Benidon Ish V'Isha Shabolafnei Bezdin. There was a man and a woman that come in front of a bezdin, v'hodu, and they say in front of the bezdin that they were married to mikudashin zelazeh, and then v'kachayu kol avar be'ir, shenis kachalo be'ir acheres. There was a rumor that they were married in a different city. U'bezdin kviya got aidas atzmon lo bir. The bezdin didn't check out whether these two people are really married. This man, a boy and girl, man and woman come, and they say they're married, okay. They weren't choker. V'sidru get lazug, and they're coming, and they say they want to get divorced. So they get divorced, and afterwards, the woman wants to get married to a Kohen, of course, and she gets married to a Kohen, and they have two little girls, and now, all of a sudden, they realize the halacha more, and the husband says, can I stay married to this woman? And it ends up that the woman says, you know what, I really wasn't really married to that previous guy. Really, you know, I knew him for a week, and then all of a sudden, he popped the question, I wasn't even ready to get married, there were no witnesses there, it was one of those pizza shop weddings, right, says the, Tizalia doesn't use that lashon, but that was the type of discussion situation that it was. So do we believe that they weren't really married? Do we believe that they wouldn't kaddish without Adam? So the Tizalia says, I might think at first that this is a Safik Gerusha, and therefore you have to be makra, at least the most you're going to get is a Safik Grusha. But then he says, for a number of reasons, we will say that she can stay married. Number one, she's already married, so we'll say Amnisis Lotetse. And number two, a kol in this regard, that they were married doesn't mean anything, because she admits that it wasn't in front of witnesses. And the Bezin itself didn't check it out. What's the basis? The basis is her. So Pesha Asir, Pesha Hitir, therefore they relied on her, and if she's the one that is undermining it now, so then it might all be a ta'us, and we will allow them to stay married. Again, this is an exceptional case. Most of the time, if a case of Grusha LeKohen, one has to get divorced. The last paragraph just discusses turning over the Kohen Gadol case, where the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol sometimes could violate four Aveiras, get four Aveiras at once. If he lives with a woman who was an Amana, who then became a Grusha, who then became a Chalala, who then became a Zona. And he goes through how each one, you don't have a problem of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, because each one is more inclusive. A woman's an Amana, she's Asura to a Kohen Gadol. She becomes a Grusha, now she's Asura to even a Kohen Hedyon. She becomes a Chalala, now she's a surah to eat truma. Now, then she becomes a zona, and now, with a zona, she is, adds on, he says, zona, chasnozen, he has about Yisro l'gabi Yisrael, shremetzinu Yisro b'Yisrael b'zona, shemezane b'ratzon, tachas baila. There is a concept of zona that is asur to a Yisrael, in the case of Eish v'zish Zinsa, so even though the zona, the larger category that's asur to a Kohen, is not asur to a Yisrael, it's still considered an Yisr Mosif. So, that's a case of Kohen Gadol, which B'ez Hashem will get to in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a Guten Shabbos.